The two of them crouched, looking across the fields at the hill beyond. The hill rose up, naked and brown, burned clean of vegetation. Nothing grew on its sides. Halfway up, a long steel fence twisted, topped with charged barbed wire. At the other side, a guard walked slowly, a tiny figure patrolling with a rifle and helmet. At the top of the hill lay an enormous concrete block, a towering structure without windows or doors. Mounted guns caught the early morning sunlight, glinting in a row along the roof of the building. "So that's the plant," Kelly said softly. "That's it. It would take an army to get up there, up that hill, and over the fence. Unless they were allowed in." Jennings got to his feet, helping Kelly up. They walked back along the path, through the trees, to where Kelly had parked the cruiser. "Do you really think your green cloth band will get you in?" Kelly said, sliding behind the wheel. "According to the people in the town, a truckload of laborers will be brought to the plant sometime in the morning. The truck is unloaded at the entrance and the men examined. If everything is in order, they're let inside the grounds past the fence for construction work, manual labor. At the end of the day, they're let out again and driven back to town."
"Will that get you close enough?"
"I'll be on the other side of the fence, at least."
"How will you get to the time scoop? That must be inside the building someplace."
Jennings brought out a small code key. "This will get me in, I hope. I assume it will." Kelly took the key, examining it.
"So that's one of your trinkets. We should have taken a better look inside your little cloth bag."
"We?"
"The company. I saw several little bags of trinkets pass out through my hands. Rethrick never said anything.
Probably the company assumed no one would ever want to get back inside again."
Jennings took the code key from her.